The day after Thanksgiving, I was in a pizza shop. I looked up and I saw a familiar poem written on the wall above the pizza oven. It's one of my favorites by American poet Wendell Berry. It reads, "When despair for the world grows in me, and I wake in the night at the least sound, in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be, I go and lie down where the wood drake rests in his beauty on the water and the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water, and I feel above me the day-blind stars waiting with their light. For a time, I rest in the grace of the world and am free." We're still in the pizza shop, remember? And sitting in that pizza shop, the day after a large family meal, mine was filled with political discussions and arguments like you wouldn't believe, Wendell Berry's words spoke to me like a prayer. They reminded me of the beauty in our world, despite all the ugliness. They reminded me of the adaptability in our world, despite all our human rigidity. And they reminded me of the love in our world, despite all the hate. And for a moment, among the chaos of swirling voices and the roar of a pizza fire oven, I was with Wendell Berry on that still water, and I was free. We don't always use this word prayer in Unitarian Universalist circles. Sometimes we use meditation, contemplation, silence. I'm sure there are more words that you all prefer. But no matter the word you use, I think that each of us does pray, each in our own way. Modern American blogger Andrew W.K. says prayer can be as simple as saying, "I'm sorry for your loss, and I'm thinking of you." Over 700 years ago, German philosopher Meister Eckhart said, "If the only prayer you say in your life is thank you, that would suffice." And as you heard in Nancy Schaeffer's poem today, prayer can be as simple as invoking the name of that which is most sacred to you. Across time, people agree, prayer is so simple. It is we humans who complicate it. There's a Unitarian Universalist affirmation recited weekly in many of our congregations. I recited it weekly in the church I grew up in, and it starts off like this. Love is the doctrine of this church. The quest for truth, its sacrament, and service is its prayer. Service is its prayer. Even after reciting this affirmation hundreds of times, this line continues to expand my understanding of both service and prayer. Most simply, service is compassion showed to others. We do service by serving on committees and groups within this institution and doing our best to assure its survival. We do service when we go to soup kitchens, when we go to the protest line for the rights of all people to be free. We do service when we sit by the hospital bed of someone who is sick or dying. We do service each time we act out of our compassion for another person. Service is something we Unitarian Universalists can talk about for days, but prayer we don't talk about as much. Jean Harrison Nuyar, a Unitarian Universalist religious educator, says this of prayer. "We all, children and adults, need practice being in touch with the spiritual energies within and around us, practice recognizing the presence of the holy in our lives. We can understand prayer as a time of reaching for that connection. Whether practiced through spoken word, silence, movement, song, or service, prayer is opening and extending ourselves to feel the deep love and power of the Spirit. A common saying maintains, prayer doesn't change things. Prayer changes people, and people change things." If we accept this definition of prayer, knowing that spirit will be different for each of us, our understanding of service changes. As service is our prayer, we do not do service for ourselves, or even for others. We do service, I think, to remind ourselves that the relationship between two people is sacred. Service is our prayer because it is in the human exchange of ideas and stories and smiles that we see our connection to that which is of ultimate concern, humanity, each other. Service reminds us how small we are and also what a difference we can make. While preparing for this service on prayer the last few weeks, I've also been following the work of the Water Protectors at the Standing Rock Sioux Nation. I know many of you have too. And I've continually been struck by how the Water Protectors are standing up and protecting their land. They are not protesting, they are protecting. They are marching, they are not marching, they are praying, although there is some marching in there too. But primarily they are praying. They are praying for the safekeeping of land, land which they have considered sacred for generations upon generations. They are praying to redirect the mind of the oil companies overseeing the building of the pipeline. They are praying that someone in power might hear them and do something to halt or redirect construction. They are praying for the safety of their own people and generations of children to come. These acts of prayer are keeping the protectors focused on a mission to protect their land and the water. This is their service to land and society and our world. They are praying in order to connect themselves every day to that land in the Standing Rock Sioux Nation. I saw a picture a few days ago of a woman holding a baby in one of the camps at Standing Rock. This woman's name is Sky Bird Black Owl, and she's holding this baby wrapped in a light blue blanket with cartoon monkeys on it. The baby was the first baby born at the camp since the Water Protectors began protecting last April. And the new baby's name is Mini Wakoni, Sioux for water is life, which has become one of the slogans of the Standing Rock Sioux camp. I hear this phrase, Mini Wakoni, water is life, as a prayer. I wonder if you do too. The phrase itself is so simple at face value, but profound in its realness, and so necessary to say and hear today. And I kept thinking that each time that child's name is spoken throughout all its life, a prayer is being invoked. That is a fierce love for this earth, for her child, and for generations of children to come. This morning, the Standing Rock Sioux are holding an interfaith day of prayer service. They've actually probably just started. They've invited people of faith from all over the country to join with them in prayer today, whether they are there in spirit or in physical presence at the Standing Rock Sioux Nation. And for this occasion, Reverend Florence Kaplow has written this prayer. Reverend Kaplow has gone many times to be in physical solidarity with the Water Protectors, even though she's one of our UU ministers. I ask that we all direct our hearts and minds to those Water Protectors and their allies as I read Reverend Kaplow's words. We call out to the four directions and to the power of life that flows through all things, to protect the lives of those at Standing Rock, to soften the hearts of the police so that violence is renounced, to awaken in our government officials the force of conscience, and to answer the prayers of people everywhere, and particularly the prayers of the traditional protectors of the Missouri River, the Hukpapa Lakota of Standing Rock, that the Black Snake Pipeline dies forever on the plains of North Dakota, never to be revived. Just as we are gathering now, thousands are gathered in North Dakota to tell their local and federal governments, enough. They have gathered to tell the oil companies, which place profits over people and pipelines over clean water, enough. And Native people here in Syracuse have been gathering and marching in solidarity too. There's a rally at 11:30 at Syracuse University tomorrow. Come see me in the receiving line if you'd like more information. Since learning about the work of the water protectors this summer, I have been awed by their fierce love for the sacred land, the earth, for me as an inhabitant of this earth. And I wondered what I could protect with such fierce love. With all that's happened this fall, this year, I am realizing that my fierce love and our fierce love is needed more than ever. When I say fierce love, I imagine this as the type of love which influences how I act in the world, which helps me to show up for those who have requested my presence, my allyship, and to defend those who are facing discrimination. Fierce love is what we do when we embody the idea that service is our prayer. Because service doesn't just happen in soup kitchens and clothing banks. Service happens when one human looks into the eyes of another human and says, "I see you." Some of us, I think, are searching for that fierce love within us these days, know that the little things you do matter. Simply looking into another person's eyes and telling them you see them is sometimes enough, and if nothing else, it's a start. There will be times in the coming months when we as individuals and a community will be asked to say, "I see you," in bigger ways. We'll need to do this by listening for the sake of understanding. We'll need to do this by seeking connection with people who are different from us. We'll need to do this by saying loudly and boldly that discrimination is not acceptable in our communities. We will not stand for it. And I know that we all have different ways of showing this fierce love and that showing that discrimination is not acceptable. Some of us will go to the protests and others will write articles. Still others will make coffee and bake cookies that will nourish us in times of hunger and need. Others of us will offer hugs or a listening ear. Some of us will offer smiles to grocery store attendants, and all of this matters. No matter how you show your fierce love, it matters. And I think what our country needs most right now is people who are attentive and engaged in our world. It is so easy to check out and disengage from the chaos swirling around us for those of us who have great privilege. But that won't help us live out service as our prayer. We need to watch and listen and respond in new ways. We need to take risks and love a lot more. In the weeks and years to come, prayerful living will mean being attentive to the world around us. It will mean being attentive to those things we can see and also to that which we hear about secondhand. It will mean seeking more connection every day. It will mean being willing to be transformed by the world around us. It will mean finding prayers of hope on the walls of pizza shop kitchens. We are the ones we've been waiting for, I am sure of it. Let us go forth with our hearts turned to service as our prayer, remembering that prayer can be so simple. It is we humans who complicate it. May it be so, and blessed be. Please stand in body or spirit.